Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Shukumin Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 22.
Gold Power!
That joke is so fresh. I just got it off the market.
So fresh?
Fresh, yo. Man, what a terrific way to start the podcast.
Okay, so, nothing for the beginning, I don't think. Although we have Epic Shopping, so we'll just insert Epic Shopping in here.
Okay.
That's Epic Shopping.
You need music for it, just use that.
Forza went up yesterday.
Yay.
Fun times.
It went up for some people that live in magical dimensions.
Okay, here's what happened. So, Oki's like, hey, it's gonna go up, and we're like, okay.
Can you give me my total now, please? Nope.
Yeah, still won't give us totals. I don't understand.
And so 3 o'clock hits, and bam, it's there, except it's temporary slowdown. We're like, oh shit, refresh. I'm just sitting here going, refresh, because I'm a cool kid. They're all like, and
well, I just came back, obviously. I was gone.
So, the site crashes like it always does. You can't have a fucking figure art go up without the site crashing. Everything else can go up, but a figure art goes up, bam, crash.
You can't have anything go up without
you get
site
fished.
Crashing.
Even the little fans that went up that one day.
So,
we like fans. We like you guys.
Lol. Finally goes up, and it refreshes for me. So I'm like, it's on
the bar.
Click. Bye. So I'm like, got mine, and then, like, immediately after that, it crashes again. And so then my knife broke. I was trying to fix my knife, and so I was looking for screws on the ground. I couldn't find them.
Like, where's the skitty?
And they're still here, sitting here going, getting the refresh button. And then they're bitching at me because I'm not helping or something like that. I don't really care. I got mine.
We were just kind of whining and crying in general.
And so at some point, it finally came back for me again. They're still sitting there going, tick, 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 tick. I can hear it. And
we're trying to be discreet.
So I'm like, okay, it's back up for me. Module set one was gone at this point. So they got screw out of those. They got screw out of those, get screw on those, screw on the ground. Okay. And so I ordered Kevin's first because I owed him.
Yay.
Are you happy now?
I'm always happy.
Right. So then I ordered Dawson's. And then I got Cook Sucks his because he's awesome and loaned me money one time. So I felt like I owed him. And then right after that, bam, everything's gone, and then the site breaks again. So, so such is the story of Omio. Apparently there was another short stocking at, like, the 5 o'clock update, except when I passed out at, like, about 4:50 or so, it was crashed again, so I don't know when it actually updated, but yeah, things were broken.
AmiAmi always breaks.
Moral of the story is AmiAmi has the shittiest server for a store I've ever seen in my life.
Pretty much. Told them about it. We should have kept it a secret. Well, apparently yeah, we are. There's enough people that don't know about it, apparently.
What's fruit salad?
Butterfum. Beep. Oh, God. How do people not know where to get things? I just don't understand it.
I don't know.
Moment of silence for stupid people.
Where do you watch your shows? Where do you buy things? Can I have your toys?
Oh, damn it.
You Then I die a little inside.
It's an awkward moment of silence and gulping.
Time for the one-ups. So, that happened. Other than that, I had my main box already. I got my Oki box on Saturday. So I had like 12 figure arts and a bunch of keys and various other stuff that I'm going to check because I am that kind of person and I want to be accurate with my life. There we go. So that had the Taja Door Effect parts, Kaoru, Shinken Yellow, Shinken Pink, Pink.
He has a goopy face, don't worry about it.
Uva, Kazari, Axel Booster, G Deno, the Burr Kiwani Capsule Medals, the Avery Killer Candy Toy Key, and then all of Capsule Ranger Key Set 4.
Jesus. You've been holding that stuff for like 3 months, huh?
Two, but sure.
It's like a baby.
I didn't even pay him for the engines I got on auction yet. That's end of this month. Those will get shipped with Capsule Key Set 5 whenever those come out. And was it Gamel and the Birth Claw set?
Yeah. So wait, so you got Kazari?
Yeah, I didn't open him yet, though. He looks really cool.
I'd like to get those figures shipped to me, but apparently Oki stopped liking money. Apparently you gave him enough, and he just ran off to, I don't know, France? Like where he's from? Where they have pink hair and surfboards.
Right.
Well. Okay, news update. You heard it here first, folks.
Today, I got my Ranger Key Set 7 from CS Toys.
Yay.
So now I got all the keys and I can review them in order and feel comfortable with my life.
Yep.
Real Action Heroes Kabuto is still God knows where. I don't know where he is right now.
He's being a real action hero, not those fake action heroes that you got with the figure arts. They're fake. You can see their joints. They can't rest on your shoulder. Well, I guess they could, but it wouldn't be as cool.
You see their joints, and then they get arrested.
I see what you did there.
Right. So
I forgot to download my Laugh Track app, because I'm lazy. Brian, I told you to record yourself just wheezing, and that'll be our Laugh Track, when my jokes don't get laughs.
It's a horribly embarrassing Laugh Track.
Yeah, but it's so fitting of our podcast. Just talking growls.
Someone just go.
Okay. So I haven't really gotten anything in the mail recently. Today was pretty legendary though, because I ran around town blasting Digimon music. I made sure whenever I left the school to drive by crowded areas with Hey Digimon playing, just for the funniness. And then I took that to go buy Chuck Season 4 on Blu-ray, because I live in the future. Force from the future.
You're a ball of light? Oh, God.
Soul from the future?
Yes. I sing the song, but I forgot the lyrics. But yeah, that's pretty much it. There hasn't really been that much going on.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. I got my Switch set from CS Toys because Shuki bought it for me and pushed his penis in the computer and got Turbo Sal. So, I got my stuff super fast, and I was all happy. And they're pretty nice. It's all parachute on, and chainsaw.
Winch. Oh my god, this show's ridiculous.
Anyway, so yeah, they're pretty cool, and did I get anything else since the last time I was on here? I don't know. I still am trying to get Oki to give me a total. I don't understand.
Oh, I forgot that I found those Haywire Ben 10 figures and I sexted Brian pictures of them. Like, check out this hot picture of recolored Wrath. It's a black gold repaint.
Well then, that just makes me excited. Anyway, so actually, I don't think that I recorded a bunch of reviews that need to go up, but other than that, I don't think there's anything else that what's really happened. We had epic shopping. I'm trying to get Oki to give me a total. He keeps getting me more things, which is always good.
At least we're not getting blacklisted like Matt. Matt's blacklisted like in more places.
Well, who's blacklisted him now?
I was just making a general joke.
The entire country of Japan.
Like, every time... He keeps getting blacklisted every time he tries to buy something.
Yep.
That's because he keeps canceling orders every 5 minutes. Like an idiot. Like that's the moral of the story, folks. Don't cancel everything you pre-order.
Like a boss.
That's Captain Marvelous.
Like a boss.
We need shirts like that.
Like a boss.
Oh, we need... You know what? We need Barazork Like a Boss shirt. Except it'll say, like my boss.
Like a yes boss? Yeah, that's right.
Yes boss.
You could say, like a boss, but then like is done like in the Facebook like. Like Barazord liked a boss. Barazord's gonna be in horrible bosses too. No? Okay, I took it too far.
Yeah. Like a boss.
Right. So
So word of the day. Right.
Right.
It's going nowhere, like Brian's dad at 5 AM.
First news story of the day goes to Dawson.
What?
What?
Okay, so Cutemon is gonna come back in Digimon. So we have rumors regarding Kamen Rider Forze's. Sorry. Second Rider. He's gonna be called Sagu?
Sugu.
Sugu. Sure. What's that from?
Sagittarius.
No, I mean, isn't that from another show? Sugu. Anyway.
Super, I don't know.
Tsuburashi! Okay. So, what Brian said about Sagittarius, Zodi Arts, and it'll be converted into the 41st Astro Switch. See, we told you there'd be more than 40. God. The armor is all blue, and is a Photoshop of I can't even do the joke. A Photoshop of Gatak. The left eye divided and the division makes a third eye. It's a three-eyed rider. It's Tien. Tien is confirmed to be Kamen Rider Sugu, and he has a partner, Kamen Rider Chiaotzu. The belt is a bow and arrow motif. It's the first time I'm reading this, like live reactions. It works like Gokai Silver's Gokai Cellular, scanning the switches. The arrow on the belt is a symbol for Mars. The circle of the arrow is pulled up on using your finger to transform, causing the arrow to slide over the switch, scanning it. Belt works with Sagu's personal weapon. Yeah, that's what he calls it. Bow and arrow motif. Okay.
Right.
It's really scanning the switches?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All the sounds are going to be programmed inside of the belt, and they'll probably be, like, random.
Yeah.
And it won't matter what switch you put in there. Just like a certain someone else's engine device. Cough, birth, cough.
Birth, cough?
What's a birth cough? Wait, what's happening?
It's a baby Volkoff. Birth cough.
Birth cough, winter bottom. I don't really have too many opinions, other than I think it kind of sounds odd. The bow and arrow motif for space, unless that makes sense in some sense.
Well, Sagittarius.
Sagittarius is an archer.
I don't know these things. Why would I study up on this? Please tell
because
me.
Because you'd be an intelligent human being, but no one likes you, so...
Oh, yeah. That's lovely.
The circle of the arrow is...
I know of at least two people that like me. Their names are Mom and Dad.
Oh, I was going to say John and Kiefer, but okay.
Like I said, Mom and Dad.
Which one's Mom? Ew.
Kiefer?
Pretty sure Delex loves you, too, so that's three. There you go.
The best thing about this article is you get to see this badass picture of Shoutmon at the top here, and then somebody eating a tomato. I don't know what her deal is.
I think she's just trying to be sexy.
With a tomato? Okay.
Oh, trust me, tomatoes are very sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the idea behind it. Of the whole, like, we're going to turn a Zodiard switch into a good guy switch.
I kind
of
wish that was, like, they were still using that one rumor from before O's started about the Zodiac, or Zodiac.
Absolutely.
As riders. So, I mean, I like the idea behind it.
Wait, like where there was multiple riders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where there was, like, 12 of them or whatever.
Let's communicate with the aliens. Tell us about this. Sartorius switch. See, I read this as Sartorius switch, and I thought it was going to give him the power to be flamboyant and play with Ancient Giggle. That's just me.
What?
What?
Sartorius. Anyway, go ahead.
Who?
Your mother.
Oh, okay.
Yu-Gi-Oh! GX! Generation X! Game on! Get your game on!
Right.
No? Go on and get your game on.
Anyway, the horribly photoshopped... thank you, good tech, is horribly photoshopped. So
I believe
that doesn't say Zect on his arm.
It doesn't have the Zect logo on his arm at all. What are you talking about?
It says KRC. It's like... Kamen Rider Club is like a division of KFC. Whenever I type that, I'm like, this is KFC. And then I think of that avatar with Colonel Sanders with the Ankh arm.
Yes.
Well, this is ramble time.
Oh. That's later.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Your mama.
Yo, daddy.
Let's go. Here we go.
Hold on. Let me go to Orange Fantasy and get a vibe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Kevin. That's my stuff. Oh, Brian will be right on top of this.
Well, that's because no one gives me the go-ahead to get... All right,
usually
Brian,
when the
orgasm.
Story ends, the next
hey,
one begins.
Hey, what's up, super guys? Something, something.
But I never know when you're done.
It's going to change, though.
All right, so what we have here some rumors for the Tokumei Sentai Go Busters. And, first of all, we're rumoring that they're going to first appear in the Gokaiger vs. Space Sheriff Gavin movie. Seemingly to be linked to the 30th anniversary of the Metal Heroes. Yay. It says here the team is composed of red, blue, and yellow. It's expected to start out with 3 and then progress to 5. Even though the team starts at 3, the GoBusters will have partners similar to the ones in Kamen Rider Denno. The transformation
device... It gets better, folks.
The transformation device is rumored to be a smartphone type. The device may actually have an interactive panel display, but to what ends is unknown, but it sounds cool nonetheless, or so
oh
you say.
My God. Sorry.
Potential color scheme number 1. There's a lot of speculation. The color scheme will be Jetman-esque, with red, yellow, and black being male, blue and white being female. That would give KO a boner. Potential color scheme number 2. There's speculation that the team will be colored according to the Olympic colors like Gowanger and Liveman were, namely red, blue, yellow, green, and black.
The Olympics, interrupting your television since whenever it started.
Yes. And then it says that Naomi Takebe, who produced Kamen Rider Denno and Oz, is rumored to be the series producer for GoBusters, while... Guess what, folks? Everyone's favorite writer of Power Rangers Samurai, Yasuko Kobayashi, who also did Ryuki, Dengo, Oz, Ginger Man, and Time Ranger, and the Shinkingers, is rumored to be the series head writer. Which explains why we're getting dual
partners
as our partners. Like, all I can say is that if they're going to do that, I seriously want to see it just being like...
Here comes your Yojama Trio joke again.
Yeah, they didn't hear this, damn you. It used to be like... One of them has to be all like Wing Karibo, where he's like, I love you, partner, and we're bestest friends. And then some other guy has to be like the Yojama Trio. Go the fuck away. I hate you. People are just looking at him like, who is he yelling at?
Well, I think it should be Casper and then his motley crew. Of people, I forgot how they're related because I haven't studied Casper.
Three uncles?
Yeah, I haven't studied Casper fiction since I was young.
Fatso, was it Stinky?
Fatso, Stinky,
and Stretch.
Yeah, there you go. And then the Red Beetleborg was there, and And that
Hillary
was
Duff was there at one point.
She was. Yes, she was. Like, I'm Lizzie McGuire, and now I'm pregnant. It's Gordo's, by the way, if anyone's curious.
Gordo.
And her friends the four on people track. Who watched Lizzie McGuire got that joke.
Alright, so.
Awesome, no one gets you.
I got it. As, because I watched that show.
I meant no one important.
So anyway, as for the color scheme, I honestly don't really give a shit.
I think the spoilers are all just people coming up with the random color schemes that have happened over the years.
Like, but I agree that I wanted to start as a team of three and then grow to five, and then probably six and seven.
I'd like to see it do more of a like an Ob Ranger or Hurricane style, not like Goanger, where it's like team of three for 4 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that bothered me a little bit about Goanger, that they grew to a team of five so quick.
Yeah.
I would like to see the three dynamic go, like, at least 5 or 6 episodes.
Or if they do that, I'd rather see them have a team of three and, like, a team of two as different squads. That's what I thought Goanger was going to be like for a little bit when I first saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Just, like, really stuff.
Because, I mean, that's how Go on Wings was handled, so.
Yeah, it's like, I'd like to see that, and then a bubble can go in my throat and change my voice.
Although, I that sounds good. I just would like them to, as much as I like Geki Ranger, not do it as much like Geki, because the problem I had with Geki is that, like, Go came in, and then the next two episodes later, Ken was brought in.
Yeah, that was horrible planning on their part. It worked even less in Jungle Fury.
Because everything was condensed. H, he's so not legendary.
Right, like, they could do, you know, a little differently than that, where they actually, like, spread it out, if they're going to do it, like, one at a time, to where there's actual development of the different characters, then that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Or they could go all crazy unique and just have a team of three the whole time, and then one extra fourth ranger.
That would be evil.
You're the fourth.
You can't
You're the
sell
fourth
toys
from the future.
Way.
No? Okay.
They'll find a way to sell toys.
In terms of all the Kobayashi partner stuff, I'm just sick to death of these damn partner Digimon Kamen Rider Sentai shows. Like, I like it. It's just, it needs to be in small doses. Like,
I like
alternate.
It. I like it in Digimon. I don't really like it in my Sentai and Kamen Rider, though. Just like I don't really like my Sentai and Kamen Rider in my Digimon cough, season 4 cough.
Give us interesting facts, Chris. Cough. You already get him on the thread. I saw it. It's a very valuable
lesson. I don't understand what you're talking about, but...
Like, I'm just sick of that concept. I don't want it. I'm tired of...
Like, I like...
And then we're going to get and then they're going to get extra partners, and that's going to be our auxiliaries, and then there's going to be more stuff to buy, and...
Like, I liked it in Goanger. It worked really well in Goanger, but...
Or maybe it'll be like, oh, look, here's, like, their partner has, like, some kind of little collectible gimmick, like an engine soul we can shove into a physical toy, and then that becomes the mecha, and then...
And again, with the cell phone morphers, and they've upgraded to smartphones now, though. The Mo Birates is, like, the old cell phones that, like, used to have, but...
That open up into
something
ghost phones.
Like an EVP detector, or a video recorder. I mean, not a video recorder, a tape recorder that they use for ghost hunting.
No. There's a tweet from CS Toys that says, looking over the Seto Inland Sea.
Is that by Kaibakor?
That's what I thought of.
I mean, CS Toys' most compelling tweets come in the middle of the night when it's like 407842. Like, oh my god. Retweet. He's like Epic Tweets, but better. I think Mr. S is Epic Tweets in all their accounts.
Probably.
Be hilarious. Mr. S is secretly a blonde girl inside.
Honestly, who thinks Epic Tweets actually looks like that?
Not me. Epic Tweets and relatable quotes and retweet or die, they're all the same person. Brian cracked the case a long time ago.
All the same person.
I'm pretty sure it's Kat.
I'm the same person.
I don't know. I've seen Epic Tweets tweet while she was sitting right next to me not tweeting. So, unless she has some sort of mental connection with Twitter.
She's got superpowers.
Okay. So anyway.
Alright.
Our next and final news story. I felt like there was more news this week, but...
Yeah, me too, but I'm glad there's not.
I mean, there was that thing with the fact that Ankh, Shotaro, and Philip are confirmed to be in the movie.
Which I did always read makes me happy because
some rumors that nobody from the RPM cast is going to be.
Oh my lord! Let's talk about that for a moment. Yeah, they said that they're supposedly like everyone was busy.
They contacted Ika or whatever his name is, and he ended up being 85 million years in the past. So that's not going to work.
But yeah, apparently everyone was busy, and so like.
How did you wait 2 years?
So, well, supposedly, the samurai cast, like, isn't in it, like, at all. Except, I think, like, Jane will be in it.
Oh, can't it just be Antonio?
Who is in this movie, then?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, they're saying, like, RPM Red will be in it, but, like, he won't ever demorph or something. So,
they're going to get Jeffrey Peraza to do all the voices?
Oh, Jeffrey Peraza saying gold power is like one of my lifelong dreams now. Okay, so here's the thing. I know Saban is doing this because they bought this footage and they can't possibly not use it because they appreciate a good value. Wink. But wouldn't it cost less money just not to make the movie? Like, you can't get anybody back. You can't even get your shitty cast to come back. Then you're just... No. I'm sorry. I'm no longer interested.
Like, I was remotely excited for this, and they're like, only one of the RPM cast might be back. Then they're like, oh, maybe none of the RPM cast will be back. Oh, the entire Samurai cast isn't in the movie. I'm like, who's in the movie?
I just want to see Vendix take over Dylan and him murder the RPM and the Samurai cast. And then I can just see Linear Ranger blow up on Twitter, and that'll just bring joy to me.
You know who's going to be in the movie? Balkan Spike, that's all. Let's...
Probably.
Maybe, what's his name? Gee, I forgot his name already.
Master Zandrick, yeah.
What's his name?
Nice Grum. What's his name? He's like, oh, Jaden, I can act, help. I don't know why Jaden could help him act better. It's an unrealistic statement.
Because he's a zombie. I don't know if that has to do with anything.
Yeah.
He cutty guy?
Just not make a movie.
Yeah.
Ikari's guy. That's David.
Well, we'll see where that goes, but...
It's going nowhere.
Pretty much. Alright, so on to the actual news story that we were talking about before we got sidetracked with how shitty the RPM team was apparently going to be.
Sorry.
Let's see.
They're besmirching the name of RPM.
So, our next season... This happened last week. But they're like, oh, it's not going to be a new season because it doesn't have TV series and the copyright information yet. And so I'm like, okay, character.
Stupid list reporters.
Come on and get your game on.
Thank you. I mean, I guess that kind of has to do with it, but... we were previously reported that Saban Brands registered a trademark for blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it says Power Rangers Mega Force. All one word, so it would be PRM, not to be confused with RPM.
Power Rider?
One's good and one's a current unknown. So, not Power Rider, we're not there yet. Right.
Shit. Pause.
So.
I don't know why I said pause.
It was registered back on, good thing, October 3rd. So, based on the character sides and, like, the cast description, it's not going to be a flat-out Ghost Ager ripoff because, I mean, honestly, with Ghost Ager, what the hell is there to rip off? Nothing.
Even Saban watched it and said, what the fuck?
So, supposedly the show's going to take a slight return to roots and actually have a team still in high school like MMPR and Dino Thunder. Well, I guess not really necessarily high school. The professor character is still going to supposedly be here. In some way, shape, or form, and actually be like a professor, as opposed to just a fat ass astronomer dude. So I mean, they could end up being in college. I don't think so. I think they'll keep it high school just to try to relate to the kids a little bit more. But
what they need to do is they need to get Blake Foster.
They were actually talking about that. Like
he was offered, or whatever.
Like
he was interested. We talked about that.
Getting Blake to be back for. Like the professor row?
Professor row? For sure, brother.
And it's like Justin became like a teacher or something. Kind of like Tommy.
Like Tommy. That would be fantastic.
But something like that. I think that'd be absolutely fantastic if they got him back to be the mentor character in this show. Finaro was pretty much just saying that he thinks that the show is going to take a Mega Ranger approach.
That would be awesome.
And use Ghost Stager footage with a Mega Ranger-esque storyline with the whole video game, real-life, dimensional thingy.
Did you see that trailer that was like, LOL Angels No, and then it was like a fake video game trailer? It was pretty good. It was pretty cool.
So I think I'm optimistic from what we know, but I mean, I'm not going to hold my hopes up or anything like that considering what we got out of Samurai, but...
Now I suddenly just picture Brian holding up this ball of light that says Brian's hopes like Simba. on a mountain.
But I think with what we know, we could be in for something pretty much halfway decent.
Like, if it all turns out the way it's saying, like, it's a video game type deal, and they change it, I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, because Ghost Ager, there's not much story they can go off of. They're probably like, fuck, they didn't write anything for us this year. And then, like, the Angels thing is controversial anyways, people always talk about, so they had to do something. So, regardless if they use Blake Foster or something, I'm looking forward to it if they use this concept. Like, at first I was like, oh, Mega Force is such a dumb title, but if it goes the way of a video game, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I would
just hope
like
Blake Foster's not back now playing a different character like Decker.
I hope that the Megazord is called the Mega Megazord.
Oh, Megazord squared.
It'd be the Mega Force Megazord.
Look, I want Mega Megazord, okay? That would be epic.
Call it Mega Max. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Like the Super Mega Megazord and then the Ultra Mega Megazord. And
if it's just called the Max Megazord.
Ultra Super Megazord.
Exactly.
Good times.
I do have good times.
I was going to say something, but I'll wait for ramble time.
Okay.
This is ramble time.
Was it about warp digivolving?
No.
Okay.
I do have a question about that, though.
Okay. What, for ramble time?
Not right. Well, in Data Squad, why is it double warp digivolve? How can you double warp?
That's because they're... shut up! Well, I think it's because in Data Squad, they went... instead of... all the other previous seasons, they got straight from Rookie to Mega, but in that season, they could digivolve from Rookie to Ultimate, so that was called Warp Digivolving. So yeah. I guess they decided to differentiate it when they went to Mega as Double Warp.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, it's weird. I'm glad they did Warp Digivolving to Ultimate, though, because it was a pain in the ass in Adventure near the end, where they're like, Digivolve 2, Birdramon! Alright, let's go again. Birdramon, Digivolve 2, Garudamon! And they're like, oh good, the episode's almost over. But that's why.
Okay, I'll try to construct a reason in my head on how double warp makes sense.
Double warp, two. Yeah.
Cyclone Joker.
Mon. CJX Mon.
Oh man.
Who's gay?
CJX Mon.
All right. New time now.
Kamen Rider Force, eh?
It's Canadian version.
I love thee. So, we're on some episode in the 30s. I don't even know what number anymore.
33, I think.
Yeah, I always forget each week. I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot again. I need to write this down.
Yeah, 33, there we go. So, we start off. Holy shit! So,
sorry to bore you.
Yeah, your mother. So,
it's just coming up an X Play Big Ones. Big One.
Big One. Oh my god, it's a big one! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's multicolored pimp.
What happens to guy when Luca turns into Big One? Oh my god! Female Big One. Blah, blah, blah.
He just starts masturbating on the spot.
Commence summary.
Oh, okay, good. I was just waiting for...
sorry, I just had to get that out of my system.
Did.
Just like Guy.
No. Where am I? Okay, so what happens is Guy's all healed and he's like, oh, look at me, I'm all better. You don't have to be, I don't know, I'm gay and stuff. That's what I heard.
The injured is pointless.
Pretty much. So he does things and he cleans up the ship, and then they go find food. And the monster of the day is like this giant piranha plant that sucks. Like, no, not as eating as bad. Like, it sucks like it, like a vacuum cleaner, and eats all the food. And
it's like, it's basically Pudgy Pig.
That's what I thought too.
Thank you.
It really is. It's the Pudgy Pig, except with a vacuum cleaner mouth.
Yeah.
Instead of just shoveling things in.
And not being a pig.
Okay. Do you wanna be slapped? I can slap you. There we go.
That was more like a bong hit. Not that type of bong hit, but whatever.
Where was I? Oh, so Guy and Luca and Doc transform and fight, and they start getting smacked around until the others come in, and then Guy's like, hey, let's go Gal Ranger. And they're like, fine, whatever, dude. Gal Ranger! And they use their claws, and he uses his Gal Hustler Rod, which I think is his penis.
Gal Hustler!
His Hustler Rod, that's what I'm pretty sure that is. And it's at this point that I'm going, wait a minute,
isn't Guy that just can turn a Gal into Nudie magazine?
Yeah, I'm like, Guy can turn into other characters? Since when? what are we doing? All right, so he smacks them around, and then Guy Dion transforms, and then he sucks up some more and eats the Gokai cellular and runs away, and then Guy starts crying like a little bitch, and he runs away depressed, and he runs into Tenkase Ryo of the Die Rangers. And he's like, oh my god, you're Ryo! Oh my god, I love you!
You made the RR site!
Oh, wait.
I was thinking about that when Kevin said, I'm like, ah, Ryo.
And so he starts, like, trying to do naughty things to him. He's like, dude, I'm not like that. You need to calm down, like, a lot, because it's just terribly disgusting. And he's like, fine.
A little bit. It's like, dude, pull your finger out of my ass. This is gross.
Ew. And he's trying to make some food. He's like, I want to be the best at making this food. And Guy's like, I love Super Sentai. And he's like, so about this food? That's what happens. And they're like, we're going to get Guy's Gokai cellular back. So they're running around like crazy people, and the guy keeps eating more food and getting away. And then finally, Guy's all depressed, and he runs into Rearranger again, and at some little like cart food market thing. And so he gives. I can't stop yawning tonight.
This summary brought to you by Ambien.
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Okay,
and they cause you to murder your spouse. There was seriously a case of that.
The murder, what?
Someone killed their spouse and they blamed it on Ambien.
Oh. Well,
you can use it as an
excuse. But I feel like killing her sometimes.
I was going to say, can you use it as an excuse?
Plan A or Plan B? I don't know.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, that's called birth control.
I'm sorry, let's just get on with this. I'll mute myself.
Anyway. So. Rearranger's like, because Guy's like, oh, there's bad guys, but I can't transform. And Rearranger's like, god damn, stop being a pussy. And he just runs in and starts beating him up. He's like, see, I can't transform either. Douche. And Guy's like, oh, yeah, I wanted to become a Sentai to help people, not just transform into tight spandex. And so he goes in to help fight, and they get pwned. But then the other five come in, and they're like, epic. Strolling in, walk slowly with their guns, shooting, which I noticed that Marvelous shoots left-handed, which I like just noticed today. And
he's ambidextrous.
They're like, and then they immediately switch it to
take that, Die Ranger tribute.
And well, they are the other like kung fu team, and so
a better one.
And so they start, they say they're hitting him in the stomach. It's either his stomach or his balls. I'm really not sure. I have no idea. But
that could cause you to throw up. I mean,
true, true. But he spits everything up, and then he guy gets his Gokai Salia back and transforms, and he's like, "Yes, look at me, I'm cool guy, da guy Ikari again." And then they're like, "Let's use Dire Ranger," and they're like, "Fine, whatever." And the white power coin shoots out of the Gokai Cellular. And then we hear the instrumental of the Dire Ranger theme. And I'm sitting there going, yay, tension, da, whoa, 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 kirikuda.
I'm saying, like, fuck you, all teams didn't get a theme besides Gekki Ranger.
What?
I hate all of them. All the people that got themes. They all suck.
So does your mother. And so they start fighting, and they use, like, epic fighting, and there are cool weapons, and Guy uses Gyakko Shinken, a.k.a. Saba, and then they get their Dire Ranger rods and do epic pwnage, and then Guy uses Saba, and then after he does that, he's like, I'm gonna finish you now. And he does the Gokai Legend Dream. And then they summon the Gokai Galleon Buster, and they're like, "Red Charge!" And Rising Strike! And he blows up, and then grows giant. So they summon Gojujin and Gokaio, and they're fighting, and then Re-Ranger's like, "Hey, use Dire Ranger's great power." And lets them do the Gokai Goju Kyoka Bomba. And they blow up the Sigurumon, and then they're like, "Okay, now we have to promote the toy." So in comes Furaimaru, which he attacks, and they kill the monster, and then they're eating some food, and they eat all of Guy's food, and there's lols to be had all around, and then it ends. And that was a fun episode. Ryu Ranger did, like, this epic fighting, and then his roll call from the Dire Rangers, and
by himself. They'd...
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
My favorite moment was Dire Ranger's great power, Bonto.
Oh, God. Everyone will understand when they get to the bloopers.
Did you hear my joke about the great power not having a toy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay.
Let's go with that. Sure.
That may... Well, I was like, use the Dire Ranger's great power, and they're like, but there's no toy. I was like, use it anyway. And I'm like, okay.
No, I'm like,
hey, lady.
I don't remember.
Those are my anyway. Glasses.
Oh, damn it. It was a good joke and everything. I feel like it's awesome now.
Like at the beginning of the podcast where I apparently just dropped off at some point. Anyway.
That's every podcast. You just drop off at some point.
So, yeah, back to the episode.
Crotch?
It was okay. Like, it's not my favorite tribute episode. It was aight.
It was aight, dog.
Like, in terms of, like, superficial things, like, it's cool to... I mean, obviously, they have to transform into the team they're tributing. But it's cool to see them transform into teams. But I kind of want to see some more action like we did at the beginning where they transform into different Rangers, mm-hmm. like, individually. And then, in particular, I'd like to see them, like, come up with, like, the five or six of them transforming into different Rangers and then, like, bouncing those powers off each other. Because you don't often have an opportunity to use all these different powers together.
Yeah.
Like, they're... I don't know. I just kind of like to see that, and I'd like to see them stop with the gold mode and the Furaimaru already. Like, seriously, they already killed him with the Dire Ranger Great Power, and they just blew up his corpse with Furaimaru. Like, it's so stupid. They summon him just to do the final attack. He gets on them just to come off. It's just stupid.
Besides that sounding dirty as hell.
You know what? Anything can sound dirty as hell if you think about it enough.
So does your mother, but that's beside the point.
And Guy getting injured just felt really pointless. I thought it was going to be a bigger deal when it happened. And then no one said anything, so I'll just move
on. Wait, who was a bigger deal? I'm sorry, I stopped paying attention.
I thought it was going to be a bigger deal when Guy got injured in that two episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, I'm better now. I'm back to being annoying as fuck.
I was wondering why when Ryu Ranger was fighting, White flashed the Tenma Ranger and Shishi Ranger suits. I'm not sure.
Because he was trying to be everyone. Like, he thought his team was
I was wondering about that, too. I was wondering if anyone knew what was going on.
Yeah, he was. He thought his team was with him. He was pretending they were all there.
Okay.
Because he did the roll call by himself. He's like, "Go say Sentai, Die Ranger," and then he just go like, and like a tumbleweed goes by because there's no one else there, and Guy was just sitting in the back fapping.
That's what I do. Every time Doc, every time Brian talks to me.
God. Well.
Brian, your thoughts?
Well. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't like the best tribute ever or anything like that, but Rio was pretty cool. And I didn't mind the fact they did the roll call by himself, because didn't they do that in Die Ranger a lot?
I wouldn't know.
Wait, what was the question?
Didn't they do a like individual roll calls a lot in Die Ranger?
I think so.
I didn't say I hated it. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It just came off as awkward. It's when, A, you don't have a team, and B, you're not morphed. You're getting all the wrong points.
Well, you know.
I still thought he was cool. He's a trooper, damn it.
A trooper. We are the, no?
We are the troopers. We go for troopers. Okay.
And then we're banging it.
That's what I heard. We have diarrhea. That's what I heard.
They might.
After they watch their show, yes.
Right. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. Guy was ridiculously annoying in this episode.
Yeah, he was.
Like, especially when he's all about, like, being a hero and shit.
And then he's
and then all of a sudden, like, he loses his power. He's like, I'm not a hero. I'm like, you're not the same character you were when you first premiered, where you're like, I'm a hero without my power. Like, what the hell changed?
He got powers? He's like, man, this is awesome.
He got gold power.
He got powers that he doesn't use. He's like, oh, I got this anchor geek.
Like, the more it goes on, I still kind of wish Guy was a side character, like I'm trying to think of a good example. Like that chick from Ob Ranger, like a side main character that's really useful with all the Sentai knowledge and funny nerd out moments, but then give Gokai Silver to someone cool. Like, he just hasn't lived up to it.
I just wish he, like, used his abilities more.
And, like, that he was
They spam gold mode. Like, I don't mind the way gold mode looks or anything like that. I'm not one of those people. But, like, he just uses it so often instead of transforming into other characters.
I think it would have been more beneficial if he'd gotten it later. Like, not right after he just first transformed.
Yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous. Like, I thought maybe he could at least use all his powers once or something.
I don't know. Like, I kind of like Guy as a character. It's just, like, lately he's just so annoying.
Yeah. It's just, I think what it is that early on during the Gokaidra stuff, like, when we weren't really looking forward to it, seeing Gokai Silver, he was one of the things I really liked, and, like, he's just not living up to it. And then even, like, with his premiere, I'm like, well, he's going to be derpy. But then I liked him, but then he's just kind of been a fail because he hasn't done much, mm-hmm. except for this episode. But still, it's like, and then he's not around. Like, he'll just disappear. I'm like, there's six people on that team. This isn't... Like, when you mixed up the footage in Saban Era or something, and you're like, wait, to explain why he's off-screen, because we're using episode 4 footage on episode 40. It seems silly.
It is silly.
I haven't hated the last episodes, but I kind of wish that some of the tributes would be a little more tribute-y, and less like, hey, look, there's a cameo.
Yeah, a lot of them seem very cameo-ish. Like, the last one that felt like a real tribute was Bokanger.
Yeah, because all the other ones are like, hey, look, this guy exists. The worst one being...
Well, the Hurricanger tribute was pretty Hurricanger-ish, I think.
Yeah, it was. That's true. Kevin's doing something odd.
He's doing your mother.
He's cleaning his clams. If you know what I mean.
Ew, that sounds dirty.
Anyway, speaking of clams, should we get on to Forze? Or anybody else anything else to say about Gokaiger?
No, I'm good.
Alright. Okay. So if you remember last time, nope, Chuck Testa. Anyway, so we open up with Forze in the exact same place he was. He's getting the shit beat out of him, and then Unicorn's like, wait a minute, I don't give a shit about you. And then he leaves. And then we have the Zodiard guy explaining to his minion why he should watch My Little Pony or something like that. There was a unicorn, which is apparently a pony or something. I don't know. And Gintaro's freaking out looking for the switch because he lost it, and he's avoiding him, just vaguely. He's avoiding Kengo. And then we actually go outside. I was shocked. I actually fell over in my chair. Was passed out for a few minutes because they went outside. They went to a shop. Him and Just Kidding. Just they painted the town, And then they went on to that generic step hill that's in every Kamen Rider series, where the Unicorn Yummy's like, the guy used me, like that guy in the episode of Victorious. And then Victoria Justice showed up and she sang on to me at the concert and I felt bad. It was supposed to be funny.
Okay.
I had a better joke there. So then Forza gets his ass kicked again, and the Unicorn Yummy... Yummy? Fuck. I wasn't even...
You finally got over Dopants, now you're stuck on Yummies.
I'm sorry. The Unicorn Zodiart takes... Just kidding, and then he's like, oh, if you can get anybody to come for you, then I'll let you go. Why didn't he just call the police? Like, whatever.
Idiot.
And then, so, creepy ring girl stages a funeral for Gintaro. She's like, burr, burr, burr. I'm still alive, you winch. Burr, burr, burr. And then he passes out and he wakes up and he's like... He passes out and he wakes up and he's like, is this heaven? And then the girls are like, nope, rabbit hutch.
Nope, Chuck Testa.
Chuck Testa. And Chuck Testa got in the rabbit hutch and he's part of the club now. And then he's like, I'm sorry, I lost the switch, I'm a failure. And then Ken goes like, yep. He's like, I gotta go save, just kidding. He's like, but you realize you can never change him. He's like, yeah, whatever. I still have a fight scene quota to fill. So then he shows up to save, just kidding, and he transforms and he's like, firing jets! And then he attacks. Come on! It was an epic jungle fury. Thank you, old man laughter.
Zolcano!
Oh, God. Imagine that nightmare again. So anyway, then they end up outside, and just kidding gives him the Lex switch, and then he's like, this time I can actually use it, because I'm determined. And then he goes, Gold Power! And then he transforms, and that's how it works, apparently. You just think about it really hard. So then he defeats him, and then, yet again, a murderous psychopath teenager who tried to kill his former friend. Oh, it's okay, buddy. And then they just let him go. And then he's like, hey, just kidding. This is the Kamen Rider Club. Want to join? Not really. Well, you're going to join anyway. And then it ends. So, this episode was entertaining. The best part about it was definitely the Alex status. Alex status, or whatever Ami Ami's going to call it. I really like that suit a lot more since we first saw it in the toy form, because it looked more yellowy.
Yeah, now that he's all shiny, he looks less construction worker and more cool.
And a lot about Billy the Rod still bugs me, but I kind of like the fact that it's like Cole's weapon, except not as cool.
Not anywhere remotely as cool.
Yeah, and he doesn't have an epic voice, or two epic voices. But I really don't like JK, or just kidding, or Jake, or whatever the fuck his name is. Like, I really don't like him, and why does he have to be there if he doesn't want to be? And he's already trying to rent out the place.
I don't like him either. Like, out of all the side characters besides Douchebag,
wait, who's Tank? Douchebag?
Tank.
Okay. Whoa. My headset just totally disconnected. That's what were you saying about Tank?
He's a douchebag. Oh. But I think besides, like, Tank, like, Jake is my least favorite.
Yeah, I think I hate...
Because I don't like him. I just don't like Douchebag because he's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Tank.
I'm Tank, I love the Queen. I'm like, shut up.
I'm glad they left the school, though. At least that was fun. It's fun times.
To go to the warehouse.
What I love the most about Forza is just how there's no consequences for anyone. You just tried to commit first-degree murder.
I know! Like, this is ridiculous.
Like, at the end of the show, it's basically going to be where half...
Ryan, you're opening a toy, I caught you. And you're eating Michelinas.
Half the school have tried to kill the other half.
Oh, and when I was thinking
about...
Be one
big happy family.
Forze is pretty much double, but, like, watered down. It's like high school cases. It's like Veronica Mars. That's what it's like.
Kinda.
It's like, I was thinking about it, it's like little tiny mysteries that aren't as interesting and they take place in high school. Like, this one wasn't interesting at all. The damn guy gave us his identity in the first 4 minutes of part one.
Yeah. It's like, I'm only after JK, blah, blah, blah.
Like, I don't even remember his name. I just remember he had a weird hair flip. What was his name? George?
Sure, we'll go with George.
I like how giving a Japanese guy a normal name is automatically funny.
What was his name? I don't remember what his name
was. I don't know, but it was an okay episode. And then, oh, shit.
I like Elec States. I like his opening fight and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like how his explanation for form change, which is I thought about it really hard.
I hate that so much. I was expecting something that made more sense.
Yeah, really. It was stupid. And why is Unicorn so strong? Like, the last few episodes, Forza's either been on par or better than him, and the Unicorn is just like... and just getting the shit beat out of him.
Because the Unicorn had determination.
Well, that explains it. It's a good lesson, kids.
In the Rider verse, if you have determination, you win.
Yep.
Always.
Duh, Ginning.
Duh.
I enjoyed Elect status, although I felt they had a very underwhelming transformation.
I just dropped a piece. Like, it didn't have a transformation at all.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, vroom, bomb there. I'm like, really? Nothing?
Well, maybe it's because it doesn't have an epic combo song.
Probably. If it had a combo song, I'd probably like it. Like, I mean, his normal transformation has that really cool, like, I'm like, man, that's cool, but then...
Elect states!
Like, if it had a combination song, I'd be touching myself right now.
Baby Garen. Baby Garen!
Indeedo.
I like the idea that, well, I guess Gideon birthed it or something, according to Kevin, of having to use a certain combination of switches in a form. Like, I thought they were going to be like, oh, by having this combination, and it, like, it balances the circuit of it or something. I don't know. It made sense in my head. Like, because it causes such an electrical surge. It's like a circuit.
You know what made sense in my head? That the one switch makes the one form. That's what made sense in my head. Because
well,
yeah. I watched Double.
You know what? In Double, he wasn't like, I can't do this. Wait a minute. Now I'm determined. And then he transformed. It just happened instantly.
Well, that's because that's what happens in Power Rangers.
Also, the switch totally looks like I guess they're all toys, but it looks like way more toyish than all the other ones.
That's because it's the color of the form. I'm pretty sure Fire Switch is going to be red.
Okay. It's time for...
Samurai Summaries with Shuki!
Episode
18.
The last real episode of the year, probably.
Yep, so this is, by all purposes, the season 1 finale. Concerning the next two episodes are the Origins, which are episode 1 and 2. And, The other episode is the Halloween clip show thing.
That's going to be a fun one to summarize.
I don't even know how that's working.
Just cut together all your other summaries. It'll be like a clip show of Samurai Summaries with Shuki. Hey, remember that time when we did this? Cue dream music.
Samurai Summaries with Shuki. Cha. We did that already?
Yes.
Damn.
What the fuck?
So... we start off...
Day from Rachel's Fossum. No, that we did that.
Fossum?
Fossum? That's my evil twin. Who has a lisp.
KRX-50?
Yes.
Ryan,
Chronicling is a pod again. These two are idiots. How do I work with such incompetence? My intelligence is too much for them.
Alright, so we start with Decker being pretty much all stupid. Octaroo sends Moogers, but Decker owns them all with his giant penis.
Ooh.
Decker explains that if Jayden doesn't fight him, he'll start killing people, and Antonio tries to defend his boy toy, but Jayden agrees in order to protect people, because that's how he rules. And I would like to point out that he says, I might not be able to control myself while staring at the thing that we've been calling his penis for the entire season. So, just keep that in mind.
I'm not able to control myself either.
On his penis, Urumasa.
So then we get Coco Fabrizio Summer, and so meanwhile at the junk ship, everyone is bitching, and back at the Shiva house, everyone is having a bonding moment while Kevin responds with bad acting like normal, and
I'm
I want
sorry.
To punch him really bad, but regardless, Kevin and Mike want to handle it as a team, but then Jane's like, I gotta do it alone or else he's gonna kill people. And then Mia's like, yeah, he's totally gonna kill people, so we gotta kind of do it just Jane. It was I think Mia's stoned somehow or something, but...
Mia's always stoned.
That's
I didn't realize how awful her
talks.
Acting is the past few episodes. She always looks like she's constipated. She's like, damn you! Damn it, Kevin!
I'm sorry. I can't do these things.
Son of a bitch. Kevin can't control himself around. His penis are Urumasa.
Kevin's computer response is bad wind noises.
Bad airplane.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
There we go. I unplugged it and plugged it back in.
Oh, joy, that'll last 5 minutes. So anyway, back
Samurai to me. Samurai Summer Shuki. Cha.
Cha. Alright. So Decker finds Dave in the forest and he talks about how he's going to go screw Jade and then he leaves.
I want to screw Jade.
They're going to be on the episode of Oprah where they find out her husband's gay. Oh shit, Oprah's canceled. Never mind.
Oh, that's true. So Kevin finds Jaden all sweaty.
And I enjoyed it too.
we're training in the little dojo training room thing. And he was like, what can I do to talk you out of it? And he's like, nothing. But you can help me train. Kevin's like, okay. So
we wear our tight outfits the whole time?
Yes.
Look how tiny our sleeves are. These are the world's tiniest sleeves. I guarantee it.
Everyone else panic eats. They're just sitting in the kitchen going, rum, 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 what are we going to do? Rum, rum,
rum. The faction noises Brian makes during normal conversations.
How do you know?
Popcorn. Rum, rum, rum.
So, in the morning, Jane gives Kevin the lion disc and the beetle disc for some reason. Don't know why he doesn't have the tiger disc and why he even gave him the beetle disc, considering they never use it. But, regardless,
they probably gave him the beetle disc because the source footage called for it, even though they changed the source footage.
Probably. I won't deny that one. Shh. So, I don't know where I'm going with this anymore. So the other five go fight the rhino thing from last episode while Jaden meets up with Decker. We get some human Jaden and human Decker fight mixed with Sentai footage, and it's actually pretty cool. But
except for the part where Decker turns his sword around accidentally and doesn't realize it.
Shh.
Rick Medina.
So Kevin kills the rhino thing, and then the rhino thing gets big, and then so
and then he gets taxidermized by Chuck Tester and makes elephant noises.
Oh, that's great.
I specialize in the most lifelike dead nylock anywhere. Period.
The others run off to go mega mode, but Antonio's just laying there on the ground going, okay, I'm too weak. I'm like, Antonio, you just got hit like once. What are you doing? They didn't want to hack the Clawzord into this footage, so they formed the Samurai Megazord and they used some clever repeat footage and then CGI, and then they defeat the monster. I'll get to that later. Jane lets Decker stab him so he can totally own him, and then Decker's like, oh, you let me stab you so that you couldn't kill me.
He reveals he's an old man.
And then he falls down the cliff and then poofs away.
I just pictured like a poop from like Fairly Odd Parents. It was like, bing!
Meanwhile, Jane apparently sprained his fapping hand by getting stabbed in the shoulder. But everyone comes running to the rescue in fap form. So Antonio makes everyone his golden standard fish and then looks like, dude, I think that fish went mega mode. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. What are you talking about?
Dude, you're totally stoned. Smoke with Gabumon again, didn't you?
Yeah.
So Jane says he's sorry for being a total asshat, and then G like slips the black box out of his clothes, and everyone just kind of looks at it, nods, and then
that's too good.
Then they have a bonding moment, and they're like, "Made it together and shit," and then it ends.
I like how it ends on you.
The greatest power is just like a safety measure on an airplane.
Wow. So, for being an episode called The Ultimate Duel, the duel was very downplayed.
Yeah, it didn't quite live up, did it?
Not that the duel was really fantastic in Shinkenger either. It was pretty much the same length of footage, but
yeah, but it had Takaru in it.
Just for an episode called The Ultimate Duel, it was kind of left out.
And Snake Orphanok.
Okay, then. But I like how they pretty much just give me pervert jokes to work with. That's always, it's like Forze giving Switch Pimp ammo.
Yeah.
Samurai just gives me pervert jokes.
Especially Urumasa jokes.
I might not be able to control myself. Stares sexily the last at
episode, he was stroking Hilt. It.
He was. But it was a pretty decent episode. Some pretty bad acting on Najee's part, but that's really nothing new. And bad acting on Mia's part too, but again, that's still nothing
that
new.
Buzzing on somebody's part, there's like a radioactive buzzing going on.
That would be me.
So, it was an okay episode. Like, the duel, like you said, it was underplayed. It wasn't bad though. It's kind of nice to get some original footage. I was surprised they kept the stabbing, but not surprised that they didn't acknowledge the injury. Like, oh, my wrist, you got stabbed in the shh. No? Alright.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of bugged me. The acting all around just kind of bugged me.
Yeah, and, well, that's normal, though. That's, it bugged me that I'm like, this is normal.
And it's, I don't know, it just seems like an odd season finale, even if technically Origins would be. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of an okay place to cut it, considering, like, Decker was kind of like the main focus of the first part, and his little story is over for now.
Yeah.
But,
it just seems odd because they're like, build up the Decker, and then you have the black box happening, and they build that up, and then you get the ultimate duel arc, and then it's over. Like, it seems like an odd, like, if, no way, it's not supposed to be structured this way, but it's an odd place to put the black box. Like, this will give you the greatest power, bye. Wait, where are you going? I don't know. Yeah. Origins?
Yeah.
It's a past.
I'm honestly, like, not now, but like just in general, still surprised that it's the season finale, basically, Origin. I didn't expect them to leave it that long. I didn't expect that at all.
I wasn't expecting it either.
Like, I thought maybe halfway through or a few weeks after, but not the season finale. I think they just forgot about it.
Probably. I don't know what was going on. I'm still disappointed they're not airing it as an hour.
Yeah, and after all that build-up, like, it was ridiculous.
It's just kind of stupid, but
wasn't one of the specials a Christmas one too? So we'll probably get that.
Yeah, we'll probably get the Christmas episode around Christmas time, and then nothing else until February.
God damn it!
So we still won't know for months whether or not we're getting a battle either.
Like, if season two does start off in February, I just hope that they can finish it before they do that break thing again.
Yeah.
So we can start in February, get all of season two, and then not hit that stupid break.
Be nice. Like, if they structure it like this year, that'd be awful. Can you imagine if they go and then get the break for the summer, and then we get a 5-week event again, and then they don't start Ghost Ager till the next year? Can you imagine how shitty that would be?
That's probably how it's gonna end up being anyway.
Oh my god.
We're probably gonna start in February. We'll run until like September with those 20 episodes. And somewhere in there have the RPM shitfest. Oh. And then we'll start the Megaforce in February of 2013.
Oh my god. What happened, Power Rangers?
Some people are saying that they'd start Megaforce in like October or November of 2012. I don't think they're going to do that, though. I think we're going to have a... The way I see it, if it stays on Nick and they keep doing what they're doing, we're probably going to have a fairly consistent February to September run of 20 episodes.
Wow.
If I had to reality take a guess. Just
hit. I'm going to start crying now. I'm sniffing because my allergies are
back. Like February to August, or however long 20 weeks is.
That's
4
just...
months? No, 5 months. I mean 5 months.
Well, the good news is
if they do
we know
week.
About what we have planned from Sentai for the next 12 years.
Pretty much.
Like, I was thinking about it. Like, they could, with the rate they're going now, they could skip Gokhydra if they didn't want to, but I think Saban's too cheap to give up footage. Like, oh, but it's footage. I can use it. I must use it to its maximum potential. That's Saban. Actually, this is Saban. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And then the song was born.
Right.
Yep.
But overall, I think it was an alright episode. Pretty enjoyable, all things considered, and we'll see where season 2 takes us. For now, we deal with Origins and clip shows.
There are some good points people are making about after all the quote-unquote progress the actors have made. This is, we're going back to basics, because Origins is literally the first episode.
Yeah, we're going back to where they absolutely sucked at everything. Like, for a majority, I think they improved fairly decently. Some of them anyway, but now we have to go all the way back to when they first started filming. Yeah. And it's, I honestly think the next few episodes are going to be very painful to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a funny discussion, though.
Oh, God.
You know, I hope they don't do Megaforce like this. Like, with Megaforce Origins airing later, that would suck.
I hope that they learn their lesson, but...
I don't know what's going on. Who knows, maybe by that time Saban will have its own network. All they need to do to please me is buy back Digimon. So I can watch it on Netflix.
Agreed.
They didn't buy that back?
No, not yet. I like Ninja Turtles first. They got their priorities, I guess.
Sad anyways. This is ramble time.
The real ramble time?
The real ramble time.
For real?
For real.
Touch me. Okay,
what was the subject you were going to say for ramble time?
Did anyone else see the Avengers trailer?
No.
No.
I've been meaning to. Every time I meant to see it, I didn't.
Both y'all bitches go watch it.
I did see it on mute, though, when they were showing it on Attack of the Show when we were recording this. And I'm still bitter over them recasting Hulk again.
So go watch it.
I'll watch
Hold
it.
Hold on, I'm touching it.
So is anyone excited?
I'm very excited. You just heard me excited. Unless you cut it all out, and then you didn't hear me excited at all.
Yeah, I did cut it all out, but...
Lols.
Well,
Brian does live editing. He's like, boom! And then you're edited. You just shut your vocal cords off or something.
Yep. So, I haven't seen Captain America or Thor yet, but I'm working on it.
I need to watch Thor, but Captain America was epic!
But, I have until May. I'm certainly going to see them until May. Or I'm certainly going to see them by May. So.
He's
going to
watch them every day until May in preparation.
I didn't watch either of the Hulk movies.
The first one was a complete pile of shit. The second one was pretty awesome.
Okay, I'll have to watch the new
one. Okay, I wouldn't say complete pile of shit.
No, it was complete.
The second one was awesome.
I almost died from boredom.
Okay.
And who would that have affected?
Me? I'm dead.
I meant anyone of value who would that have affected?
Oh my God.
That's right. That's right. I went there.
You always go there.
You're right. It's my only joke.
I was just kind of disappointed because I really liked the new Hulk film, and then they set it up at the end with the like the Avengers cameo type deal at the end they do for all the movies, and then they're like, nope, Chuck Testa. This guy's not going to be playing it. No, Mark Ruffalo. That's what they did. like this guy who played the Hulk, he's too busy in the being in the Italian job, being a dick. So he's going to go steal the money from Mark Wahlberg, so he can't be in the movie. We got to get Mark Ruffalo in here.
Is that who that is, a Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah. I don't remember the name the guy that played him in the new one. I just know he was the
Edward Norton.
At the time,
he's in Fight Club.
Everyone always acts offended when I don't know certain things.
He's in Fight Club.
I don't watch Fight Club. I watch The Italian Job. Brian's laughing at his water bottle. I assume it's a water bottle.
The sadness I feel for you, sir, is just...
So that's the person who didn't know who the lizard was.
Yeah, bitch! You always wire the furs, bitch! They did a pretty decent job of not losing their voice. Fucking water.
In any movie Sam Jackson's in, it's always cinematic gold.
You know, I kind of got sick of him being like, oh man, I gotta be in every awesome movie ever. I'm gonna be in Star Wars, I'm gonna be in this. I'm like, it's kind of annoying now. I'm kind of sick of him. Anyway,
I'm not. I like Sam Jackson. He's a badass motherfucker. That's why it's on his gun.
He can be in any movie he wants to.
Oh, exactly. I was saying, I like how they did a pretty good job of pulling it together, of like making all the movies come out and it didn't seem too rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still was a little bit, but it didn't seem that way. Like, DC, they're just like in the office just going like, oh, shit. They're just like scrambling around with their papers and they're just like all seizing. Like
all off.
Like, that's what they're doing. They're just freaking out. Because they're like, oh, shit, the Avengers is coming out. They got it done. I didn't think it would actually happen. Like, I think what they need to do for
the Justice League is just make the Justice League movie and then branch out all the different superhero movies from that. Because they're like, we have to reboot Batman because the new Batman doesn't fit into it because he's like, why are the drugs? And it's not mystical enough. And they're like, Superman, we can't make a good movie because Superman sucks.
Because Superman...
Shaw in and no one liked him and his cape was unrealistically long.
That's not all that was unrealistically long.
Like, I watched bits and pieces of Superman Returns when it was on, like, whatever, FX, because they have the movies. And there's, like, a fight scene of him in the rain, and, like, his cape's getting all twisted into, like, it's just getting, like, twisted. Like, when you twist a towel to wring it out, and it's getting all twisted around him. And I just kept thinking of Edna Mode, like, in her examples of why capes don't work.
Yeah.
It looks so wrong. Also, why his hairstyle doesn't work. What's up with that? It's got the little Q thing. I don't know.
Thing.
I don't know. It's all dorky.
Your mom's all dorky. How do you think about that?
The joke is so old, I fell off my dinosaur. No? No
stepbrother references?
The stepbrother's reference.
So I finally got around to seeing X-Men First Class.
That movie is the shit.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Kevin Bacon is the main villain. Because I completely forgot the name of his actual character.
Sebastian...
Bach?
Shaw.
Oh, that explains it. All the men in the Shaw line are dicks.
But I thought
Sebastian...
It was...
Isn't that the guy who played Anakin Skywalker in Return of the Jedi? Sebastian Shaw?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Am I the only one that knows things?
If I learn too much about the actors, it distances me from their characters, and then I see them, I'm like, oh, hey, look, it's that person instead of the character. Anyway.
So anyway, I thought it was actually a really good movie.
It was a good movie.
Even there's a couple people complaining about, like, too much characters, not enough action. But
there was lots of action.
I'm like, you guys are stupid.
Well, you know what?
Plus, it was coming off of X-Men Origins, so...
It wasn't that bad. I'm like the world's only X-Men Origins Wolverine fan.
I didn't see it yet, so I'm
the
just
saying. The
world's
only Davis fan. Apparently the world's only Marcus fan.
I like Marcus.
The problem is people didn't get their game on is all.
Someone didn't say about it, I forgot. Damn it.
Yeah, right here. Sebastian Shaw, Anakin Skywalker. See, I told you.
Yay. Who's the lizard again?
I know everything ever. Of course, they replaced it at the end in the little thing with I'm Hayden Christensen because I'm a douchebag.
Made more sense. I like that ending better.
Doesn't make sense. He's a douchebag.
It does. It was before he turned to the dark side. It was his pure form. Brian just smacked everyone. I was talking about X-Men. You bitches.
This is pure form. He can't be an old person. He has to be like
a
17-year-old emo kid.
You can't be a ghost if you never looked like that. He was shriveled up old man without genitals, or he was Hayden Christensen. Now, in my opinion, the best ending would probably have the two of them standing together and then Anakin being the Clone Wars version of himself, just CGI. Better.
Look, I think you're an idiot, but that's beside the point.
I'm just playing with...
playing with a coke gun.
So back to X-Men. I loved it when Magneto killed Kevin Bacon with a penny. Or whatever it was. That was pretty badass. What a dick.
Go on and get your game on.
Like, I mean, some of the choices were weird. Like, I didn't know a good half of the characters they used. Because I'm not like a super X-Men fan or anything, but...
no one knows half the characters they used.
Except for X-Men fans.
Shut up, you.
They used Havoc in the movie, who's related to Cyclops, but they never really specified how he was related. So hopefully, if they do more movies, they can, like...
Supposedly the start of a trilogy, so...
Well, I was always under the impression it was his little brother, but that's how I've always seen it, as Havoc was his little brother.
Well, that's how it is in the comics. But that's not how it is in the movies, because that takes place in the past. So
right.
Havoc came before Summer, or... That's his last name. Cyclops. in this
Sorry, I didn't mean to break you, Brian.
It's okay. It's not that funny. But
but you still can't stop.
Let's. I don't know what they're doing with that, but.
Well, it's supposed to be the start of a trilogy, which is something I mentioned to Brian before, but it wasn't being recorded, so I'll say it again, is that I love the fact that this movie is like a reboot without a reboot. It's like they're allowing themselves to make new movies and like a potential trilogy with like new actors, but they're using the same universe because they had a cameo by the original Rick Medina, Wolverine. Like, hi, I'm Charles Xavier. Go fuck yourself. And then he left. That's actually how the samurai recruiting with Rick Medina went. They had to court him. Court him. But that was a pretty good cameo. I didn't expect him to actually say go fuck yourself.
I approved.
I always think it's pretty, like, I'm not one of those, like, oh, kids shouldn't see violence, but I'm always pretty surprised by how, like, all these movies are marketed towards kids, and then you go see them, and they're, like, super, like, mature, and they have, like, all these, like, they expect kids to sit through all this story, especially, like, Batman.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a little kid, I would be sorely disappointed by The Dark Knight. But, like, what is this garbage? Wait a minute, that's what I said when I saw it now. But both little kid me and adult me would agree. Critics agree.
Critics,
you're
agree.
A moron. Anyway,
you haven't even seen The Dark Knight.
I am the Dark Knight.
You have a Dark Knight toy in the back of your room in your vlogs, and you haven't even seen it.
That's been gone.
Well, damn it! I just dated how long it's been since I watched Kevin's video.
Oh my god!
Maybe I'm just seeing it in my imagination because I have a brain tumor. Yeah, that's
you
it.
You watch Brian's every other day. Clearly, I'm not important.
I have to take notes on Brian's vlogs. I have a job.
He's never going
to
make that video. You know
yes,
that,
he
right?
Is. He's got to make it. Otherwise, my life's work is for nothing.
He's
even if we have to split it into a trilogy. Oh, it's a great idea, Brian. It'll be like the Cho Deno trilogy, but of comedy videos.
The Cho Shiki trilogy.
I spent too much time writing timestamps and learning about fish. Go milk a fish. Having a breakdown live. Let's see. Are there any other superhero movies coming out soon, or any movies?
No.
Oh yes, give it to me.
So I still have to watch a Hulk. Captain America.
Vagina.
Thor.
Vagina.
And Green Lantern.
Yeah, I need to see those too. Like, all three of those I kept planning on seeing in theaters, and then no one wanted to see it, and then I was lazy. And
I wanted to see it. I was just a mixture of lazy, too poor, and didn't care enough.
Like, I kind of wanted to see Captain America and Green Lantern more. I didn't really care about Thor. I heard the movie was good, but I never really liked the character. He's like the Marvel version of Superman for me. He's like, oh, I'm really tight clothes, and I wear gray. I don't know. I had a joke there, and it died.
You wore Brer Rabbit? What?
Yes, he wore Bear Rabbit. And he was...
Not Bear Rabbit. Rare Rabbit. Idiot. Rare Rabbit. God.
Bear Rabbits?
Yes, Bear Rabbits.
It's a friend of Bear Grylls.
You don't even know who Bear Grylls is.
I know.
How can you not know who Bear Grylls is and be a man?
It's a man, baby.
That's not Shinken Yellow. It's a man, baby.
Well, that makes K.O. sad because he was hoping Shinken Yellow was a 16-year-old girl.
I don't think K.O. listens anymore.
He probably doesn't. He's tired of us making fun of him.
Us.
All right, me.
I think another superhero movie that Brian hasn't seen calling out on. Brian, you've seen all the Spider-Mans, right?
Yep.
Brian hasn't seen a lot of movies.
You've seen the most fantastical movies ever, the Fantastic Four?
Yep.
Yeah. I saw those.
I think Kevin's more of a DC person. Since he doesn't know who the lizard is.
The lizard's what I call my penis when I paint it green.
That's creepy. It implies it's scaly. And cold-blooded.
That's just weird now and uncomfortable. And I think I need to go sit in the corner.
Okay.
Go for it.
Alright, I'm back from the corner.
Okay, how was it?
It
epic.
Reminded me of where I once met Shuquin Shinobi. On a street corner.
No.
Oh, I have something to think. Okay, So, am I the...
I like how meeting me in a street corner sparked something in Dawson's brain.
No, no, no. I saw the Transformers movie sitting in the corner.
Okay.
Just
yeah, we'll go with that.
Did anybody else see the, like, the TV spot for the DVD where I saw Skids?
Really?
Yes. Unless there's some other green robot that looks like Skids running around.
Really?
I haven't paid attention.
Unless they recycled footage. It'd be pretty funny.
I was mostly paying attention to Optimus! And...
Yeah.
Why am I the
I'm
only
looking
one
it up
talking?
Now.
Like, it's where I saw him, and I was thinking maybe it was a deleted scene. But I don't think so, because it'll probably be like a super special platinum edition that has all the deleted scenes. Because I know somebody
spotted
Mudflap's
car. I make myself beautiful. Go on and get your game on.
Maybe it's lies.
Lies and slander?
Probably is. Do you remember what else happened?
I just remember seeing Bumblebee shooting and then like Skids was like behind him. But it was like, maybe they just used old footage though, because it was like old Skids. There was nothing different about him. I hadn't seen anything about it like on TFW or anything like that or any other Transformers places. So maybe I'm just seeing things. Maybe I just derailed us for no reason.
That's probably.
Maybe I like being derailed
have
for
anybody,
no reason.
Have you watched? Is there any deleted scenes on the DVD? Blu-ray DVD?
No.
Gay. But I don't think he would be in the edit of the movie then. If anything, he'll show up in the extended edition that gets released.
Right,
want to talk about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal trailer thing we watched?
You two go for it.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I couldn't read any of the words. I think somebody animated it backwards. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they're doing that now. It's the new cutting-edge style. Four kids had to do it because they didn't want to infringe their own copyright. Some kind of legal issue. Like,
I don't understand how they're not shut down yet. I really don't.
They will be eventually, hopefully. But, we saw the clip. It was like a preview clip of the theme song and then parts of the first episode. And they changed... Apparently... Well, they didn't change, I guess. It's still called Go With The Flow or whatever. But one of the catchphrases for this season, someone to get your game on, is get set to get decked. Speaking of Fight Club... So I don't really like that. I'm not really a huge fan of Yuma's voice. It's not bad though. At least they didn't use like Joey or something. It'd be pretty hilarious. Use like Joey or I don't know, like Cyrus or something. Because when I looked at the cast list, he's somebody new that no one's heard of before. Astral is being voiced by the guy with the dice. I think what's his name? Rick Domino.
Duke Devlin.
Yeah, that's it.
Dimension the dice!
But, so that sounds like a fitting voice for Astral. Like, I'm probably gonna check out the first episode of the dub just to see what everyone's like, and but other than that, I'm gonna stick to watching the subs because 4Kids isn't gonna commit to finishing it. We'd be like, oh man, we gotta get to Yu-Gi-Oh! Paxel! We gotta scrap the fourth season again. Rest in peace, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX fourth season dub. They never did get to it. And apparently, according to as far as American audiences know, Jaden's dead. Spoilers, Kevin.
Fuck.
And they scrapped the fourth season of 5Ds too. Like, what are they doing? Do they really have to be, like, I don't know. Do they have to hurry up that much? You can't just... Saban would be like, oh, I have more episodes to use. Yes! Saban would be
I don't understand. I really don't understand why they can't just... finish GX. Why?
I don't know. They can't finish GX and then 5Ds. It's like, it just extends their time on the air. Well, maybe they don't think they're long of this world. They're like, well, they might as well get the first set of Zexal episodes go before 4Kids implodes. If you listen closely, you can hear Brian breathing.
I'm just wondering how, I don't know how this is going to come out. If they're going to... The voices are all going to end up sounding like somebody else later on, or...
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know how, like, in 5Ds, it's, like, clearly Bakura and... Bakura Tristan? And Tristan, too?
Yeah. Well, like, Yuma's is all different, because it's some unknown guy. I didn't look at any of the other characters, so I don't care, because they're all side. And but like I said, Astral, like, Duke Devlin's voice seems fitting for him, but it might still be able to tell.
Yeah, of course, Duke Devlin hasn't been in the shows for forever, so it's kind of okay, and he's only in, like, 3 episodes.
No one remembers him. He just followed them around for a while. He didn't even play the game. He played with his dice. I don't know.
Adam Baldwin was in Jackie Chan Adventures?
Sure.
Probably. Awesome. He was in Everything Awesome Ever.
That's why he's...
He was Finn. He was one of the enforcers for Valmont. That is epic.
The Galactic Enforcers. Wait, that's bedtime. Brian, did you see Ben 10 yet?
Nope.
Son of a Vilgeek.
A Vilgeek?
Yes. That's what Ben called Vilgax in the first series. Don't you remember that?
No.
You're not a true fan.
Nope.
Nope. Chuck Testa.
I need DVDs of the show. Stat.
In the return of Ramble Time, we literally discussed every topic ever. I think that's what happened. We're exhausted now.
Yeah, well, you know, I started wearing pants again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
That helps.
I know, right?
I'm proud of you.
I didn't want to, but apparently something about you can't come to work if you're not wearing pants. I don't know.
Another rule is stated by them since Kevin started working there. Rule 1, stop using the internet during the day. Rule 2, wear pants. Rule 3, don't sit in the cafeteria and look like a crazed person.
Look, I like the theme of the podcast with my headphones in my ears, even if they are also the strings of my jacket.
It'd be funny if they really weren't headphones and Kevin was just telling us that and he just pretended it. Anyway, I thought that'd be funny.
That'd be epic in my diaper.
The topic. Anyone want to talk about Pokemon anime?
Sure.
Okay.
What about it?
I don't know.
Well, since you brought it up, I thought you maybe had something I wanted to say, like about how much Ash is a retard, but...
Well, I don't know. Someone pick up a starting point about... Think of something. I thought of the main topic.
Ash has a bunch of Pokemans.
Yeah.
For once.
Why didn't they think of that years ago? Like, how stupid were the writers in the first anime where they had a box system, like, oh man, how do we do this? Oh no, maybe you can just give them away. Good idea! Like, they had all these stupid explanations for years about why Ash gets rid of Pokemon, and now he's just like, alright, you're going back. I'm restarting. What's an Infernape? What are you talking about, Professor Oak? Why are you wearing that Hawaiian shirt?
Who are you again?
I only respond to Professor Juniper. I'm Ash. I'm from the starting town of Black and White that I don't remember the name of right now. What's the name of the town?
Twinleaf Town? Wait, no, that's not right.
Azalea Town?
No.
That's not even a main town.
Azalea Town's where you get the Bugsy's gym. Hive Badge or something.
What is it? I can't remember it. It's Ryan, you should know this.
What?
Pokemon aficionado. The main town where your hero starts in Black and White.
Yes.
Yes Town. I'm from Yes Town. Jim Carrey lives there. Yes Man. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're just on a tangent about it.
I'm looking it up. Well, once again, I missed most
New
of the Vemma episode.
Town.
New Vemma. New,
there we go.
New Vimmeltown?
I missed most of the episode because I only recorded 5 minutes of it because I'm a retard.
You're using a VCR, so that doesn't help either.
What was
this week's episode? It was like, was it the Happinis? No, not Happinis.
No, it was the Archeops.
Yeah, it was Archeops.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a nice episode because Archeops is cool.
Yeah.
The
Audino episode was last week.
You know what the worst part is? Is that my little VCR thing cut off right before Arkin came back to life, and I was like, no!
Archeops is the shit. That Pokemon is badass.
I got to see Professor Juniper and Fennel.
Fennel.
My Archeops is the shit.
So is mine. Kevin doesn't have an Archeops because he's not that far in the game yet.
I hate you. You have no idea.
So, Kevin, where are you at?
I haven't played in a while.
But where were you?
I've been... Fuck, I don't know. I got 4 badges. No, 5. I got 5. I went and got the 5th one.
Oh, good. Well, you're out. You figured you might as well get it.
What have I been doing? I've been playing Sonic Colors. So I'll get the Pokemon back eventually.
Eventually, when Pokemon next color A and next color B come out.
How could you not play Pokemon?
I forget, and then I
was excited to play it start to finish, and I had already played it once. Sure, I couldn't read, but and they're just like, "Do you want to have sex in the back? Yes. Do you want to give me all your Pokemon for a penny? Yes."
Like, well, we already know you can't read.
I'm pretty sure that's the question it asked you at the beginning. I was sure, so sure for the longest time that it was a dirty question, and then it's just like, "Do you want to watch Seeker Communications?" good times. That was fun. That was so easy to play through. It was like, because Black and White is such a straight line that it's so easy to play through without understanding whatever's going on.
Yeah.
They have to do something like some kind of nice, like, extra area in the third version, because Ash has things to do because he's getting along those gyms pretty fast.
Like, I'm sure they got their bases covered somehow. I just don't know how.
Probably just another Battle Frontier.
I don't want another Battle Frontier. Like, maybe in the show, I guess that wouldn't be terrible. But I want something different to do for the rest, like the side campaign for Black and White, third version, Gray or whatever it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody, one of my friends on Facebook the other day was talking about the eventual Ruby and Sapphire remakes that are inevitable. Do you guys think it'll be on 3DS or regular?
3DS.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That'll be epic.
In a discussion?
Well, the one remake was on GBA, next remake was on DS, the next remake logically should be on 3DS.
That's true. But then, how would you... I guess they do work together. So how would you connect it with Black and White? I guess that does make sense. Damn it, Brian, stop making sense.
I always make sense.
You just ended the argument right before it started, or the discussion, rather.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, that's because Brian's in it to win it.
I think Brian's personality's been drained by Chuck Testa. He just went, whoop, whoop.
Nope.
Whoop, Chuck Testa.
Whoop. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I just want to know when that Team Rocket versus Team Plasma special is.
Never.
Okay.
Probably never coming on ever again.
Never.
Stupid Flood or whatever it was. What the fuck?
It was a tsunami, you asshole.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't think of the word. There was water. But, like, I thought it would have been hilarious if we would have gotten it here first. Like, I was waiting. I was like, oh my god, it's going to happen. We're going to see it. And then the next they skipped it. I'm like, wait, what? Team Rocket's back to being stupid again?
Oh, I know.
Stupid? Because they're following the orders of that crazed doctor? Didn't we already do this? Wait, that was Power Rangers in Space.
Doctor
Maki.
No? What I don't get... is why Europe gets a cool Charizard Z-Gear skin and I don't.
Because
what the hell?
They... No one sees the wizard.
Okay.
I haven't done any of that stuff. I need to.
No, you missed a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I know.
Brian, did you get that Zorak at Toys R Us? It was there a while ago. I didn't bother.
I think I did. I don't remember.
I thought about it. I forgot
to do that.
Well, I forgot that it was going on, and I saw it when I was at Toys R Us like a while back, and then I'm like, well, I don't really need it since I have three of them.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I don't remember this actually happening.
Now you're not complete. No.
Maybe I did. I don't remember this happening.
I don't either.
I remember it being announced, and then I remember seeing it. It was just...
Wait, maybe I did get Zoroark. I don't know.
Maybe I did too.
Everyone lost their memories.
Well,
where am I?
I remember the announcement. I don't remember ever seeing it.
Well, I just saw the little banner outside of... Why is all my claims being challenged tonight? Look it
know.
Up.
Where are you?
My room. Apparently the Lie Factory. That's where I am. I'm just making up stuff, making Brian randomly search the internet just to buy time.
Who are you people? What is going on here? Why do I have a microphone? What is happening? I'm scared.
You don't have a microphone? Oh, God. Has anybody tried those new M&M candy corn white chocolate versions?
That sounds disgusting, so no. All the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1911.
I like candy corn. I like the world's only fan of so many things. Candy corn's good, and it's
like whatever that gay porn one tried to make us look at.
That wasn't me.
Dude, I'm pretty sure you... look, I know what you tried to make us look at, and I decided I was not looking it up because it's just dirty.
Oh, Big Boy and Busty?
That sounds dirty, too.
That was it. That was what it was. It was... I can't even remember the real name of it now. But it exists. It was a real show.
Everything you try to make us look at is just something just awful.
I don't think I went Guns Arc.
But it happened, right? So I'm not a liar?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It says it was between September 18th to the 25th. I know I went to Toys R Us at one point. I never seen any fucking signs. My Toys R Us sucks.
I was beginning to question my sanity. I'm like, did I really see it? Was Skids really there?
That was probably that shitty time where my Toys R Us was redoing the electronics section and, like, wasn't there.
How are there 3,800 new items on Mandrake? How much of this is some weird porn?
You want to see porn? No? Okay, so just some porn. No, not none of it. Some porn. Like, damn it. You can't search Deno without getting some kind of weird, like, porn of people dressed up as Imogen having sex. Oh, that was weird.
I thought Brian bought all that already.
So, I think Twitter knows about this and Brian knows about this, but I made a deal with a girl in my graphic class that if she watched Chuck, I'd watch My Little Pony.
You're
and she didn't even watch Chuck.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you, Dawson?
Look, I just watched the first two. Well, I was going to watch the first one and then it on a cliffhanger, so I was like, alright, I gotta see what happens. But, she didn't watch it. I was very disappointed in her.
Dawson was turning into a brony.
I told you, 98% brony? That was so funny. Wait, I think it's... Jeff keeps typing it like... How he types it. I think it's B-R-O-N-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how I've seen shirts people have it like that.
Well, it's B-R-O-N-Y or B-R-O-N-I-E. Depends on how you feel like typing pony.
Well, I like brownies. But it wasn't bad. Like,
I like turtles.
Like, I thought it was going to be some type of epic story, but it wrapped up at the end. They're like, it's okay, Ken. The pony emperor is no more. The dark spore has been taken out. Spoilers. But there was some funny moments. But, yeah. Watched it.
Well, I feel dirty now, having you speak in those words. So, I'm going to go stab myself in the eye.
But friendship is magic. They're going to do magic.
The only person allowed to do magic around here, good sir, is me.
I also watched the first two episodes of Sergeant Frog, because...
Fuck yes.
And I'm now going to always refer to beef as cow flesh. What do you mean, cow flesh?
I've watched 35 episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, so I can finally watch that, and then go watch 5D, so I can watch Zexal.
5D's is amazing. Zexal's only okay. It's kind of weirded me out. It's got too many tutorials. Like, oh, what's a continuous magic card? I don't know. This franchise has been around for 7 years, bitch. More than that. It's like 11 years now or 12. God, it's not like... I don't like learning.
It's longer than that, genius, but...
That's... Well, it was a 10-year anniversary a little bit ago with when they did that movie.
Oh, well.
Because that was, like, the second season of GX, so that's, like, 12 or 13.
Game on, get your game on.
Better card...
Play your cards right.
Play
desk. Play card pair desk. Play card desk. You better play your card desk. No. Better play your card ass. Oh. Wait a minute, that's a brand.
Don't call me that. Alright, so I'm still going through all these pages of Mandrake items, and I haven't gotten anything worthwhile. All I know is that whatever word this is, it looks like circumcised. And I'm uncomfortable.
Ping. Anybody got any more topics?
Nope.
we should plan out Ramble Time this week. 1 week later, oh shit.
I was thinking about that during the news. I'm like, what are we doing in Ramble Time? Nobody told me. Oh god, we didn't plan it. There we go.
Nods.
Well, then should we just move on to final thingies?
Are we?
Yes.
I don't know. Final thingies!
Yeah, not staying fun.
I only have one thing to mention. Brad, do you have anything to mention?
Nope.
I just want to pimp out the Digimon thread.
I have something that I want to mention first, and that is that I have a thingy and it's not final.
Oh my god, that joke's so old.
That's a classic joke.
Okay, anyway. So, as we did with the RR and RRs for Power Rangers, we had a thread each week. There's a thread in the CAC section. It's the cartoon anime section. It's the RR and RR Digimon thread. And it just it encompasses all six seasons that have aired so far, all the ones we're going to be covering for Digimon Retrospective. You can vote on your favorite season there. Leave your thoughts on each season, what's your favorite characters, all that stuff. If you have any interesting facts, I know Chris is probably going to supply all those, but just leave your feedback, and it'll potentially be read on the cast. We're probably not going to do it like we did with PR, where we read it at the end. We'll just likely incorporate it in our discussion to either support our arguments or contrast them, since we often agree too often. And also interesting facts will be read, like basically anything Chris says.
get your game on.
So go check that out. From when this goes up, you'll have 5 days to leave any thoughts or anything you want to on 02, and then we do each season every other week. Done.
Okay.
Oh, next week we'll feature the epic return of Kirihiko Butt.
Yeah.
Actually, then wouldn't this week be the return of the reference, since you just referenced it?
But I actually get to see it.
Yeah, no, but he's actually in the Gokaidra episode.
Oh, so. I see what you mean. I thought because you were talking about a minute ago the final thingy joke being so old, and I was thinking about how always just have required Zonky Butt and Kirihiko Butt reference.
Well, did Kirihiko's actor get married?
Brian, you have a girlfriend.
I'm just curious.
Oh god, I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm gonna go look. This is important final thingy material.
This
cast. Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, Brian, that's your plan B, Kirihiko. Plan butt.
I thought plan B involved a baseball bat to the stomach. Well, I guess that's out.
That too. Like, immediately after that, it crashes again.
Like that?
Just like
brilliant
that.
Sound effect.
Yes.
Now the airplane's landing. We're easing it in. Is there traffic control?
Flight 137, please come in. I'm afraid all the runways will be quite occupied when your plane arrives.
Are we done?
Yes, my lord.
And now the copyright was finally... Oh, wait.
I think we're safe.
Okay.
You wonder why Aerosol doesn't listen.
You think I care?
Can I talk now?
We don't need him. We have other viewers.
Not anymore. You just breathe them out of the room.
Sorry, I'll start brushing my teeth again, okay?
I'm not even listening anymore.
Alright.
And then Rearranger's like, hey, use Dire Ranger's great power.
No talk.
Man, Dire Ranger's great power is awesome. I heard a light, like someone like hit me with a cotton ball. And I heard Kevin go, Bonto! Is he dead?
I think so.
I think he was just taken out by a Nigerian warlord. He just came up behind Kevin and went, Bonto! And then crushed his head.
Poor Kevin. Oh, there he is.
Hello? He's probably entered.
There he is.
What was the last thing you heard?
Bonto!
Bonto?
That's what I heard. Oh my god.
What was right before that?
They attacked with Rio Ranger's great power, or whatever. Sorry.
So, this is
Fireball. And
Fireball gets sound effects.
Fireball.
Well, I'm pretty sure Fire Switch is going to be red.
Really? I've run out of commentary at this point. It's unacceptable. And now he's like using a. I don't even know. He's clearly trying to communicate with us. One. Three and a half, 3¾. Someone kill him. Bonto.
What's wrong with you?
That took way too long. You were totally spazzed out for like 3 minutes.
Well, you didn't say anything.
Really?
Bonto.
He's just sitting here playing with his toys. Which one are you opening?
I was playing with Kazari.
Oh, is he cool?
His head articulation is incredibly limited. But other than that, his sculpt's pretty much fucking awesome.
No shitty joints like Kaiza?
No.
Or Shadow Moon?
His shoulders are a little weird because of the way the shoulder pads work.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Because he's got those like spiky shoulder pads on his actual shoulders, and then he's got the shoulder pads over the spiky things. So, it's kind of limited like that, but...
It's not really his fault, though.